Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus, lerfuas, maras saraleh bas rifka, b'soch sh'ar cholei Yisrael. In the second parak of Maseches Nedarim, v'chof amit beis, the chachamim were matir bia shelo kedarka. Says there, kol ma shadam rotze la'atzis b'ishto ose, and bia shelo kedarka is, as Rashi says, nivam islam adalat amit beis, di rascha shelo, it's eino mokom zera. So the Maharal, in his Be'er HaGola, in the second Be'er, in the Rabbi Hartman edition, this is on page Resh Yud Beis, says, V'davar zehu zarim be'ineya ma'od me'od, people look at this Gemara, the Kuntres Neged HaTalmud, and they, based on the Pasuk, the Maharal used the Pasuk in Eicha, how they really said that this cheapens us. And they said they saw our exposed places. Terrible. Look at what you Jews are. You rabbis are saying. Bia shelo kedarka. Shelo b'makom zera. How can that be? So they don't like that. Umayata nisha alos, and we can ask them. Imateima beilu advara me'atzara shich v'zera levatola. Alokos v'arambam shelo hutar. Rambam writes in the Surei Bia in the 21st chapter in the 9th halacha, "Isha shaladim uteresi lo lefikach kol mashe demrotel lasis bishto." So the Rambam takapaskins, like the Gemara says, that when a person's having relations with his wife, he can do it as he pleases. Uba lekedarka v'shelo kedarka, ubelvad shleyotzi shich v'zera levatola. He can have beer with her kedarka in the normal way, or not in the normal way, provided that he does not, is not motzi shech vazera, he doesn't waste his seed. The Magid Mishnah is mitzayin the makor of the Rambam from the Gemara Nida Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, that kol motzi shech vazera lebatol chayiv misa, and the Maharal is going to bring this Gemara soon. So the Maharal is saying, well, let's ask them. You're wondering about it. Sheikh Vazera Levatol. The Rambam passes, you can't do it with Sheikh Vazera Levatol. Well, if you're Rambam, lo bolo merak ki ha'ara fi nishika sever mutar shelo kedarka. So the Rambam is saying, it's not that one can put his aver wherever he wants and be motzi zera. No. When he's motzi the actual zera, it has to be in the proper place where it's normally done. Just he's saying that ha'ara, which is the touching of one's aver, that does not have to be in the normal place. He could touch it elsewhere as well. And this neshika sever is called elsewhere tashmish. And that's what the Gemara is saying when it says Bia Shaloka Darka. It means that he's allowed to do Ha'ara. He's allowed to put his Aver wherever he wants, provided that he's not Motzi Zera. But the actual Tzah Zera must be Boso Makom. Him ken mitzad zein kan kushya. So there's no kasha about the Tzah Zera Levatol. Who talked more about the punishment for Atzar Sheikh Vazel Levatel than Chazal? With Parakoliat Tanya of Lazar Omer, Koloiches Ba'amu Mashtim Kilo Mevi Mabul Oilam, somebody holds on to his organ and urinates, it's like he brings a marble to the world. Why? Says the Gemara. Because it's going to arouse him, and chas v'shalom, he'll be motzi shech v'zera levatala. Gemara says, "Dem Reb Yechanan kol motzi shech v'zera levatala chayv misa." So it's mamish kilu maybe mabul le'olam. Today we know that when one is motzi zera, there are hundreds of millions of sperm cells. So that's hundreds of millions of potential lives that are wasted. So we can get a better understanding of the Gemara based on that. Akopan, the Gemara says, "Ochez b'amu mashin kilu meivim abu la'olam kizis motzi shech v'zera levatola kilu kol motzi shech v'zera levatola chayv mis." The Gemara says, "V'nei gidu v'lo kachashu b'choymer isu zeh b'choymer oynesh ochez b'amu bechiyum ekilim be'inyin zeh chas v'shalom shvotza shech v'zera levatola." So don't say, says Marina the Maral, that the rabbis were making an otzah shech v'zera levatala. No way. The Chazal were so machmir even ochez ba'ama, not to even hold his organ when he's urinating, lest he be motzi zera levatala. B'vaday u'b'vaday to actually be motzi zera levatala, the rabbis would never allow for such a thing. When we zet tira, from the chumra that Chazal or Miyachis to Atzaras Elavatala, he called Divrei Chachomim be'emes u'v'mishpat Atorik is a roi lahachmur tzadadim ba'achochma. Ki misha mevin dvarim eilu asher romzu chachomim b'chochmosam godal achet hazeh, ki aldas reblezer u'kilu hevi mabu li'olam, or tzalom rekein tzafik shmisha mashchiz hazera u'mevatel havoya, she roi lovo min hazera tolada. So all the words of the rabbis are with truth, with justice of the Torah, and this is fitting for one to be strict from the standpoint of law and wisdom. Because somebody understands these words that the rabbis alluded to with their wisdom, the great sin, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's as if he brings a marble to the world, which means that there's no doubt that somebody who's mashchis hazera, somebody who destroys his seed, is mevatel havoya. He nullifies, he cancels out, he erases existence. Shairoi lovo min hazera tolada. From the zera, there could have been a tolada. It says in the Gemara kilu shofich domim. The Maral says because the zera is hachana lekabel neshama, that prepares the neshama. That's the basis. The tashtit, the groundwork for the neshama. No neshama without the zera. So mamela, by wasting the seed, he's wasting life. That's where the life is going to come from. And this is tchilas havoya, because this is the beginning of existence. Kodesh lo yal adatcha ki acher she'eno tolada shleima nivrei she'yotze lepol en choshev zeh hashchas v'hefzed. You're going to say it's not a tolada shleima, it's not a complete person that was motzei lepol, that was actualized, so it's not considered a hashchas and a hefzed. Al zomer ki lo hevi mabul oilam oif dem shteit, it's as if he brings a mabul to the world, shu hashchas gemura, so it's complete destruction. So don't say that just wasting one seed, it's not complete. It's like a mabul. A mabul is complete destruction. Shamashchus zara mevatel ascholas havoya. Someone's mashchus zera, he's destroying the beginning of existence. V'zeo hefsid gomer, he's nipping it in the bud, and that's a complete loss. Kimevatel havoya shu nimtza kvar, rak shlo iniach lem shech havoya mevatel etzem havoya legamer min ha'olam. Ad shlo yeh bolam shem avoya klal, rak shem akatzem shech mitziyasa. Vein ze kol kach, kasher en kam bitl ha'schol as havoya, ki oya kan havoya rak shem vatel hem shech mitziyasa. So when you just stop a havoya in existence in the middle, so you didn't nip it in the bud, you didn't get to the roots, there was an existence, and you just, one is preventing it from continuing. Avo yishem ashkin says, zera, mitzad ha'shem vatel, as schol as havoya, da vzenik rakilu ha'vi mabu le'olam. but somebody is mashchis zera, since it's mevatel, the beginning of havoy of existence, this is like he's bringing a marvel to the world. He's pogem b'shorish ha'havaya, the root of existence. Other have said them are not b'shorish, they're in the branches, but this is at the root, and that's very chamor. And that's what the marvel was. The marvel was hashchosas ha'metzius. It's a complete wiping out, because the mabul is bitl shorish havaya mitchilas. It's the nullification of the root of existence at the very beginning. It's bitl aschalas havaya. That's the chomer of the ashchas esera levatol in the mabul. Lala Dover, Komish Kimisha Horeges Adam, Loya Gover Bezalas Cholas Havaya, Rakshay Gover Alahem Shechavaya, Vlas Cholas Havaya. Somebody kills somebody, so he's not ruining him at the very root, the beginning of his existence, just the continuation of his existence. But Mashchis Zaro, therefore it's called Ashchas. Ashchas is Tchilas Havaya. From the beginning, so you see here a Chomer of Hotzah Zer Levatol is even worse to Chas V'Shalom than killing somebody. So Medine based, and obviously killing somebody is much more chamor. And killing somebody is a hari v'ayavur. From a certain standpoint, Ashchas is zera levatol is worse, because that's tchilas havaya. That's the very root of its existence. And that's what the mabul was about, says the Maharal. It's also called Hashchasa, and Imashchisam es Haaretz. Getting to the root of existence, there shouldn't be Havaya. Is it Ba'atzmo Shemevi Mabulam Shah Mabul Lorak Lakor Havaya? It's not only uprooting existence, but it's actually that there should be no existence. That's what it is. It was to completely uproot existence. Even though the world already, you can compare it to killing maybe the mabul, because the world already existed, and then it's now stopping the Hemshech HaHavoya. But you see, there's a Lashon and Torah of Mashchisam in Haaretz. Emcha, it's complete erasure. It's wiping it out completely. So, again, when you're killing somebody, you're also wiping them out completely. So, why is this Haschala? It's not the Haschala, the Mabul. It's in the middle. The Maharal understands that, especially from the Lashon of the Pasuk, that it's the same. They're both Hashchasa. Be'omer l'kim l'noach keitz kol basa b'alafanai tetshi v'hinini mashchisam es haaretz. It's Akiras HaHavaya. There should be no Havaya. And there was no existence, because what happens? Rashi says, Anoshim levad, noshim levad, no tashmish hamita, because the world is shoy b'tzar. Even behema va'ofnes or b'tashmish, Rashi, b'reishis ches yud zayin v'shar tzavaretz. But not in the teva. So that's completely uprooting existence. It's not just people being killed, but there's not even allowed to be piri v'rivi on the mabul. We're just going back to the very roots. It's like we're starting again. The world's being wiped out and we're starting again. So it's like a bitul ha'avaya, and now a new avaya is coming into existence. In the meantime, there's even such a bitul, there's no tashmish amita on the table. And that's what the tzazer levatalas, hashchasis ha'avaya. From the very beginning, before it even gets a chance to come into being, it's both like a complete wipeout. Whereas the Maharal understands that killing isn't a complete wipeout. The person existed, now he just doesn't exist anymore. But the Mabul is like, you know, bringing back the world to where it started, to when it was all water. That's taking it back to Aschalas HaAvaya, destroying it and bringing it back to Aschalas HaAvaya. The world should come even before it exists. Before the world existed, as we know it, there was just water. So the Mabul is like the Shchas Zera. Both of them complete destruction. Maharal continues talking about this. Maybe we'll discuss it more in a future shir. But in the meantime, we learned it Yisod Nifla. The Chomer Avera Shel Hashchas is Azera, and everyone should be zochah to be metaken this sin. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.